A GTL News Podcast. God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome. As your host, I am Timothy Ray Thompson. I honestly care about every single one of you. I'm dead set on shouting from the rooftop, no matter what. In the coming weeks and months, I will provide you with detailed updates about the predicted events of our day. The news is shocking. It is happening. And I have known about this since the year 2010. It is the real deal, and I can prove it. The Holy Scriptures foretell of the coming wars involving Donald Trump and Biden of the United States, Erdogan of Turkey, and the King Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran. And God's warning is not to be taken lightly. Over the next few weeks, you will learn about the current leaders mentioned in the Holy Bible. God saw our day, yes, thousands of years ago. I have concrete evidence to back it up. Are you ready for a challenge? You'll learn about the things that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's truly amazing. Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and this is my very first podcast, and it's September the 6th, 2024. You know, Christ's second coming date is uncertain, but we should observe events for a better understanding. Many events of our day are written in the Holy Bible. Do you know that in Matthew 24, verse 36, we read, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only." Now, it was approximately 2,000 years ago that Jesus spoke those words to the apostles. But is that true? Is it true that the Father only, Heavenly Father, God, He is the only one that knows when Jesus Christ is coming back? I mean, this is what I'm getting in the world. But this is not exactly the whole story. Now, we learn in Revelation chapter 5, and this is the key point of the entire podcast. In Revelation chapter 5, Jesus Christ had victory. It says that Jesus Christ had victory over the cross. And when he had victory over the cross, God had a book. And that book was a book sealed with seven seals. Well, God handed Jesus Christ the book sealed with seven seals, which is a history of the earth and the things of heaven as well. But it's mainly the economy of the earth. And it talks a lot about the earth, about the past 7,000 years. So basically, it talks about the past, present, and future. And a lot of it's focused on our day because we are living in the last day. So, because Jesus Christ died and had victory over the cross, he received that book. And in that book, Jesus at that very moment understood exactly his second coming, when he would return. And absolutely amazing. So all these people, all these years that I've been growing up, people have always told me that no one knows the day or the hour. And because in 2010, I got on my knees and I asked God, I said, how close we are to the second coming. I wanted to know how close we are. I wanted to know the events that would take place. So here's another key factor. Now, Jesus Christ knows the day of the hour now, right? But that doesn't mean that I know the day of the hour. But here's what I do know. If you take the time and you listen to the podcast and you study the scriptures about prophecy, which is all over the entire book in New Testament and the Old Testament. You will begin to be able to put the pieces together. You'll be able to know what events will happen one after another. So, what do you do? There are two things. There are two things that you must understand in order to have a better understanding of the second coming. First, what is the seven seals? What is the book seal of seven seals? Well, the book seal of seven seals, the seven seals represent an entire week of the history of the earth. But each seal, this is where a lot of people get it wrong. Each seal represents 1,000 years. So you take the beginning of Adam and Eve from the time of when there's a new heaven and a new earth. Okay, that is going to be a total of 8,000 years. You know, how do I get that? Well, how I get that is that there are seven seals, but there's also a little season. You can read about that in the scripture. So you have a little season, and a little season is about 1,000 years. Now, I would say that's a pretty good guess, because it fits the timing. And you have 7,000 years, and we're about ready to enter the seventh seal. And that will be the millennium. That will be the time that Jesus Christ returns. So let me help you put it all together, okay? I know this can be a little confusing, so feel free to listen to this podcast as many times as you want. But understand this. When Jesus Christ was on the earth 2,000 years ago, spreading the gospel and telling people how to be happy and how to go back home, when he was doing that, and when he finally, the major event happened where Jesus Christ was persecuted and he died on the cross and was resurrected. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ lived, what, about 33 years, right? 33 years old, almost 34. When Jesus Christ was resurrected, that started the year 33. And what happened in the year 33? Well, that started the fifth seal. This is so important because you have the fifth seal started. Each seal is 1,000 years, right? So in the year 33, the beginning of the fifth seal, add 1,000 years, one seal, and you have the year 1033. Okay, 1033, each seal is 1,000 years, add that to 1033, and you come up to what year? 2033. So 2033, then you learn about exactly what happens in the year 2033. Well, that is when the trumpets, the first of seven trumpets, begin to sound. And the trumpets, each trumpet brings in events that happen. It's all about the first trumpet will sound, an event will happen, and actually that is the first resurrection. The first resurrection is what many people call the rapture. This is really getting kind of technical, and I'm covering a lot. But we will cover this in the next several weeks. So you want to be paying attention. And I will back it up with scriptures when I get to that topic. I will show you the scriptures. But this was about the day of the hour, that no man knows the day of the hour but the Father only. And we now know, because Jesus had victory over the cross, that Jesus Christ knows when he will return. See, it doesn't make any sense for him to not know when he's going to return, when that's only a few years down the road. Things are happening, brothers and sisters. And next week I will cover about the Iran and Turkey war, how Iran and Turkey are going to start a war, and how the United States is going to go after Iran and Turkey and the leaders and kill the leaders. Talking about Erdogan and Khamenei, Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. So things are getting very interesting, and I hope that this has been a great help to you. But in 2033, we start the seventh seal, So you can read in the book of Revelation what happens when the seventh seal starts. That's talking about the things of Jesus Christ when he comes back. We enter the seventh seal and the trumpets start to sound and the first resurrection takes place. So we're entering a very interesting moment in time. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my very first podcast, which was about, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." And you can read in Revelation chapter 5, that's your homework. Read it so that you know that Jesus Christ had victory over the cross, and so that now he knows when he will return. And we can know by events that happen. The events that happen, they take place one after another. Once you understand the things that will take place, and you'll understand some interesting timelines. And I have a couple timelines that I will share with you in the coming weeks. God bless you, and thank you so much for being a part of my podcast. Welcome. As your host, I am Timothy Ray Thompson. I honestly care about every single one of you. I'm dead set on shouting from the rooftop, no matter what. In the coming weeks and months, I will provide you with detailed updates about the predicted events of our day. The news is shocking. It is happening. And I have known about this since the year 2010. It is the real deal, and I can prove it. The Holy Scriptures foretell of the coming wars involving Donald Trump and Biden of the United States, Erdogan of Turkey, and the King Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran. And God's warning is not to be taken lightly. Over the next few weeks, you will learn about the current leaders mentioned in the Holy Bible. God saw our day, yes, thousands of years ago. I have concrete evidence to back it up. Are you ready for a challenge? You'll learn about the things that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's truly amazing. This is GTLNews.podcast. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and have a great week. I hope that you will let others know about this podcast so I can get the word out. God bless you, and you have a great week.